through preparedness.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, and welcome to America Tonight as we kick off another week. And what an hour we have for you. What a weekend it's been, actually. We're going to send you to the dungeon. Could it be the captain of the Italian cruise liner that flipped? There's more to that story, believe it or not. How about in New Jersey, giving drugs to kids, CVS mixing up what they were supposed to get, and instead of getting a fluoride treatment, they got a breast cancer treatment. Yeah. Stealing money from the Girl Scouts. 9/11 remains at the memorial. Is that fair or foul? We got some good candidates for the dungeon. That's coming up in our last segment. But here, right off the bat, you got a feel for the people across that swath in the Midwest hit by the ugliness of Mother Nature. More tornadoes Friday that just sent people spiraling literally for their lives, not to mention the damage. I always think it's about the human toll first and then the wreckage afterwards. Plus, now it looks like we're talking about maybe snow in some of those areas. But first, let me tell you about the story I think that touched us all. So with the 39 people dead across five states thanks to these tornadoes, this little girl really, really struck a powerful note with a lot of people as her picture was plastered all over the place in every single newspaper. Her name was Angel Babcock, 14 months old. Her entire family killed in New Perkin, Indiana. Their house just smashed to smithereens. The mother, the father, the sister, the brother. But somehow Angel was found 10 miles from her house in a field. And this was Friday into Saturday. Sunday, unfortunately, they had to pull the plug. She died. Brain injuries that were suffered. It looked like she was going to be this miracle in the middle of all this awful mayhem in a wicked dance with Mother Nature, but it wasn't to be. The only thing I can say is just even now in looking at a weather forecast, it looks like some much calmer weather is coming the way of those towns that were slammed because they're trying to dig out of these tornadoes one after another. As I said, with that front coming eventually, that might bring the snow from the Midwest to the Gulf Coast we're talking about. And you know how those twisters are. I've said this before. I've never been the victim of a tornado, but I've seen firsthand moments after what a tornado can do twice in my media career. I happened to be in two areas. One was Nebraska and the other one was Texas. And it's just awful. It's just shocking when you see it. So you have thunderstorms, you have splinters of houses, you have schools that are damaged. Besides the little girl in the field that we wished she had survived, the one very telling thing I saw was you think of those yellow school buses and how long they are. And there was a yellow school bus that was just slammed right through a house. You could tell it was thrown around. You know, that's when you're talking about those powerful tornadoes that are 170 miles an hour. And there was lots of trouble in Indiana, lots of trouble in Kentucky, lots of trouble in Alabama, Ohio, Georgia, and they're just trying to pick up the pieces afterwards. There was some controversy in the wake of the tornadoes with one of the candidates running for president on the Republican side. I'll tell you about that in a second. But first, here's Ginger Z talking about the little girl, Angel Babcock, and how everybody really wanted her to survive, and then ultimately what that wreckage was like.
The winter weather advisory that is in place overnight just brings anywhere from 1 to 3 inches on the periphery, so kind of where we are, but more like 2 to 4 closer to places like West Liberty that were also affected by tornadoes. So yes, it's just a little insult to injury as they go through the next 24 hours. But luckily, it stops after that, and by Monday afternoon, they can continue cleaning up. There's definitely optimism. One of the Babcock's neighbors right across the street had lived in her home, built that home, and lived there for 45 years. And it was being demolished as we talked to her. And she still felt a lot of hope and felt very fortunate to have her life and the life of her family. The homes that have been swept from their foundation, that's what really struck me, just to see nothing at all, and to see it from above, and to then see where it's taken, because you can, you know, the trees are spinning, and you can see even in the hills and valleys, and that's something that a lot of folks don't know. They think for some reason that hills or living in a valley helps them. This tornado, did not care. It went right through it. It went over a river, continued on its path, and had just the same strength. Angel Babcock, the toddler that was found nearby her home that was flattened and her parents and also siblings were killed, she had been fighting for her life and lost that battle today.
And like I said, that was the picture that so many of us saw. You remember, you know, oh, there's something about children. You remember Oklahoma City and what happened there. Of course, the bombing of the federal building and the children that were being taken out, and that famous photograph of the fireman with a child that he was clutching. And what about baby Jessica coming up from the well such a long time ago? I want to say that was the late 80s, early 90s, and the power of that photograph. And there was power in this photograph, too. And I think it was really that maybe there was hope in the middle of all this wreckage. But as I said, now it looks like the tornadoes are clear, except for it's just a small window. A lot of the areas that were slammed by the twisters and now are just broken shards of houses all over the place are probably going to get snow dumped on them as well. Here's another guy who reacted to what it looked like on the ground and the enormous, incredible force of these tornadoes.
There is so much debris here that they are struggling just to cope, and they're now only realizing how much destruction, how much there is to remove. In fact, we just spoke to emergency management officials who told us most of the buildings on Main Street, some of them here for over 100 years, including and the brand new municipal building, will all have to be condemned. They're just not safe enough right now. People have lost everything, but one of the shocking things that you learn from covering these disasters is that the people who lose the most, we talked to people at a Red Cross shelter who only had the clothes on their back, but they were so grateful for having their family, two grandkids, a daughter. This woman we spoke to just said, I lost everything, but I gained everything as well, my family. We're finally starting to see the full scale of the devastation. There's been martial law here, so we haven't been able to see everything or more than besides Main Street. Now, entire neighborhoods flattened, houses completely flattened to their foundations, cars crumpled as if they were toys, tossed dozens of yards in the air, sheet metal wrapped around telephone poles. Clearly the storm came through here with enormous force.
All right, so that enormous force that leaves destruction in its wake, now who's responsible for the cleanup? And the answer is FEMA. The answer is the government and relying on getting those funds. And you know how this works when we have these natural disasters. Ron Paul, running for president, as all of you know, on the Republican side, was on one of the Sundays, I call it the Sunday swirl, all the talking heads across the tube on Sunday politics. And Ron Paul was asked about it. And, of course, his stance is smaller government and more power to the people, which I agree with that to a certain extent. But when you need the government, there are still things you need the government for. And since we have paid and paid and paid and paid, I don't know, there's something about saying, oh, well, you shouldn't build in those areas where tornadoes are coming through, and we shouldn't pay for that. We shouldn't have to pay for all these people who are going through what they're going to go through and to try to rebuild these towns. I'm going to call fair or foul on that. I'm going to call foul on that, even though, as I said, there's a lot of things I agree with Ron Paul on, especially when it comes to money and a lot of the government-related things, but not when it comes to FEMA. I think FEMA needs to be changed and revamped and everything else. But I don't think you leave people stranded, especially now. Not at this point. You just don't dump on them when they've had all these tornadoes rip up their lives. You might disagree. 800-259-5791. On the flip side, president says he's tired of all the hot air about war and Iran.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The quote of the weekend is Mitt Romney saying, "I'm not willing to light my hair on fire to try and get support." Is he the front runner? He's getting a lot of endorsements, but will he get the votes that he needs delegate-wise on Super Tuesday? We are oh so close. And will anyone drop out? We're going to talk about that coming up here on ATM. But before we get there, let's talk about Iran, shall we? Big meeting in Washington, the Prez and the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, ahead of this meeting, there's a big story, and actually I heard some scuttlebutt over this from Israel, but the story that I read kind of confirms some of what I had heard, and maybe many of you suspected this anyway, so perhaps not that great, it's not too earth-shattering, this news that was reported in the Sunday Times of London that the president is going to ask Israel to wait until after the election in November to bomb Iran's nuclear plants. We're going to cut a deal, and here's the deal. We're going to help you, and we're going to bomb the crap out of them, up out of that facility, 200 feet below the Earth's surface, because we have the bomb to do it, and we're going to give it to you, and we're going to help, but you got to wait till after November. The president is definitely going to, I believe, pressure Netanyahu to not pull the trigger on anything or reassure him that we're going to be there to back them up and not let Iran build a nuclear weapon. So how can he guarantee that, though? Netanyahu, what does he do? He needs the United States, so I say that he backs down. There's been a lot of tension between the United States and Israel over this nuclear program that Iran is amping up. And this has been going on for months. So this is a huge meeting, huge meeting. The president, ahead of the meeting, when he was out giving a speech, talked about that we need to quell all the conversation about this war and all the bluster over it. In fact, here he is in his own words.
For the sake of Israel's security, America's security, and the peace and security of the world, Now is not the time for bluster. Now's the time to let our increased pressure sink in and to sustain the broad international coalition we have built. I do not have a policy of containment. I have a policy to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
All right, he's calling it loose talk. Speaking of loose talk, I mentioned Ron Paul saying, you know what, hey, sorry, FEMA got to go. Forget about it. You cannot bail out these people who have their neighborhoods torn up by tornadoes because, you know, then you're relying on the government. We shouldn't rely on the government. You should have insurance for that kind of thing, all that other sort of stuff. He also talked about his stance, which is don't bomb Iran at all, don't get involved in this, and just try to quell all of their fears.
Frankly, I don't think we should tell Israel what they should do or shouldn't do.
I don't know. Does he have a point there? Should we tell them what they should or shouldn't do? Here's the problem with that. To be the leader of the free world and to be involved with Israel, which we are, let's face it, we're intertwined. It's like a glove, but it's the glove that fits, not the other kind of glove. And at this point, with Israel and the relationship we have with them being our ally in the sands over there in the puzzle called the Middle East, and with the Israelis relying on us, I think that it's easy to say that, but I don't think in reality it's as easy to push that. I don't think it's easy to push that forward, at least not now. So this is the deal. I think the Iran attack, anyway, is probably on hold. And I think that is ultimately what the president's discussion with Netanyahu will be. But Netanyahu, he wants to amp up. He wants to go full force because he doesn't want to take the chance that Iran gets this nuclear weapon. Obama has definitely said that he wouldn't hesitate to use whatever's on the table, military force, if they had to use military force. But at this point, it seems very unlikely. Very unlikely. And here in Iran, they're pretty much what's happening voting-wise. The supreme leader will stay in place. And, of course, who is he ultimately, hooked or joined at the side with? And that would be Ahmadinejad. And what do you think the plans are? What do you think really is going on with the nuclear enrichment? I mean, people aren't stupid. Then fling open the doors and go for a full-on inspection. Every time that comes up, and every time Ahmadinejad says, of course, absolutely, you know, we want to be at the table, we want to have these conversations, he's full of it, then they withdraw ultimately. We know that's what happens. So this meeting is big. Big, 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 big. What comes out of the meeting? I think what comes out of the meeting is we met, you know, we're keeping our eye on what's happening. No options are off the table. I mean, they could probably write the press release for you. But ultimately, when no cameras are rolling and it's just the press and it's just Netanyahu, I think he asked Netanyahu to bag off, wait till we get through our election cycle, and then all bets are off. Let's give them till the end of the year. It's perfect. Or we'll give them till the end of the year. We'll give them till the end of the fall. And then if we think something's happening, we'll keep our eyes and ears to the ground. Then we'll go after them. Because I'm backing you up. All options are on the table. We're here. We're ready. We're ready. We're here for you, Benjamin. We're here. We're ready to do what we have to do, what's necessary. So here's the question. Is Ron Paul right in this case? Is he right when he says, well, you know what, forget it, we should just stay out of it? As I said, I think it's easy to say that, but in reality, to play that hand at the poker table, you can't do that right now. There's no way. As much as I think there's places where we need to get out of, and I know a lot of people disagree with this, like Afghanistan, you want to talk about taking the cards off the table, I'd agree, get out of Afghanistan. At this point, with how ugly it's gotten, and with all the stabbing in the back and everything else that's happening there, I would say withdraw, withdraw, withdraw. But in this situation, I don't think we can withdraw support. You might disagree. I'm going to keep giving out those digits because I know you're awake out there. 800-259-5791 or flip me an email at americatonight.net. There's lots of speculating going on the meeting between the two leaders. And they definitely differ over what the nuclear threat is. If you ask the Obama people, they'll say there's a credible threat, but not to the level that Netanyahu will say is happening, that they're that much closer to having the warhead. And if all of our power, if all of the power we have is still an option to stop Iran, then how do we wait? How do you draw that out? And don't think Iran doesn't know that. How do you draw this out through the end of the year? How do you do that? I think there's going to be just an offer to do whatever they can do diplomatically. Try to do it diplomatically instead of doing it with force. But this international concern is there that Israel just might leave the reservation, not be calm, and decide that they're going to go after that nuclear facility. And both Israel and the United States, of course, we know, we've talked about it, accuse Tehran of trying to get nuclear weapons, even though they insist that the program is for peaceful purposes. Baloney. Then they would just show everything. But they're not showing anything. So how concerned are you about what is happening in Israel? You should be very concerned. And if nothing else, for selfish reasons, you think there's pain at the pump now? Oh, my friends, if there is an attack, there will be serious pain at the pump. Serious pain. And why? Because as long as Iran continues to control oil to our allies, it'll shoot up for us. That's why we're seeing why we're seeing it shoot up. Not because of our dependence on Iran, but because of others close to us, their dependence, and the speculators and what they put the price of oil at. When you see a barrel of oil up to 106, 110, that's why you're getting squeezed when you pull up to fill her up. I got a great joke for you on the flip side. It has to do with Super Tuesday. That's next on America Tonight.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstamp.com. AD.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here in America Tonight. No, not here in America Tonight, but Super Tuesday. Kate Delaney hanging out with all the yous across this great country and beyond the borders, too. Big shout out to everybody listening in Canada. They said that I slighted them the last time around. I don't know how. We have people that call from Canada and, of course, many that chat with us from Canada, too. So we're going to jump into the political madness in just a second. But a couple of final thoughts, and we're certainly not done with this. Big meeting, you've got Benjamin Netanyahu, and you have the President of the United States. What do you think they serve at this meeting? What do you think? Is it about the, if you're the cook, are you thinking scones, donuts, coffee, espresso? How about something they can't throw at each other? Honestly, Netanyahu is chomping at the bit to move. But I don't think he does. I think that the story that broke in the Times and what many of us perceived as what was going to happen is there's going to be a deal brokered and nothing will happen, if anything, until the end of the year. Because that's it. Okay, we're going to, this is it, final sanction. We're seeing it's working. We put pressure on the banks. Look at the central bank. Look what's happened. We've frozen things with Iran. So now we're going to let this continue for the next, you know, 7 months. And then, or 8 months, we'll revisit it. And if we have to take action, we're not taking that military possibility off of the table. But it does take it off of our election cycle. Because, yes, you can talk about Iran, but the threat of Israel actually making a move, which Netanyahu supposedly wanted to do something in the spring, then that would be gone. That would be off the table. Ron Paul says, let Israel do what it wants to do. Who are we to tell them what to do? And I said, many of you listening to us from other places think that we are too much in the business of Israel and some other places. But some of the chats, it was interesting, some of the chats that came through on the subject of what to do. You know, we're talking about, it's like Cop says, I like Cop, he's a Jersey guy, see? He says you can make so many threats and sanctions, you can only make so many before someone pulls the trigger. And that's what I think. How many sanctions? We had like 20-some sanctions, something like that, that really had no teeth. And finally, there's one with a little bit of push behind it because it affects the monetary system. But, you know, so here's the thing. Threat through the last administration, through this administration. Eventually, the time for talk is over. And the decision is, Ron Paul's right. Either you say, nah, you're on your own, baby. We're going to let you do what you want to do. We'll play nice with you, but we're not getting involved in this. But that would completely change all the history between Israel and the United States. So highly unlikely. All right, I promised a joke. Imagine that, a joke. When we talk about Super Tuesday in politics, since Ron Paul is, let's face it, really a long shot, there are three guys who could beat Obama this time around. Regular, premium, and unleaded. Come on, that was a good joke. That's the best one I had. Yeah, really, I worked on it all day long. I'm kidding. I think I stole it, actually, somewhere. I'm guilty of stealing jokes now. So when we look at Super Tuesday, in Tennessee, Santorum is ahead of, at least the latest poll, is ahead of Romney, 32% to 23%. Let's face it, it's a two-man race. Vermont, Romney, 34%. Santorum, 27%. That's their latest poll. Virginia, Romney, 56%. Ron Paul, 21%. How about that? Massachusetts, Romney, 56%, rather. Santorum, 16%. Oklahoma, Santorum, 28%. Romney, 25%. Gingrich, 38%. In Georgia, Romney, 26%. It's like one of those kind of things, if Newt Gingrich doesn't win Georgia, forget about it. How can he be president? Isn't that what he told Romney about Michigan? Idaho, Santorum, 29%. Ron Paul, 28%, and I saved the best for last because it's all about Ohio. Santorum, 35%. Romney, 31%. So it was a double-digit win in Washington State in the caucuses there for Romney. He's gotten some more endorsements. He picked up a few more, like Eric Cantor is backing him up. There's a bunch of other political types that are backing him up. There's even robocalls with the former First Lady, Barbara Bush, talking about Romney. So is Romney still the guy? It's like he said, he's not going to set his hair on fire to try to get support, but is he the one? Or Newt Gingrich says, hey, I'm still in this thing. I'm still here, and I'm the guy who can give you $2.50 for gasoline. And to some people, that's music to your ears, right? If that's why I made that joke about who could ice out Obama, because I truly believe if you saw gasoline at $6, oh, forget it. There is no way. It doesn't matter. Perception is reality no matter what. We can talk about speculators. We can talk about reasons why. We can talk about moratoriums. We can talk about all of that. Drilling, etc. Doesn't matter. The person in charge, the guy in charge, falls absolutely for that. Especially if things could have been lifted and pushed. And that's absolutely where squarely the blame will fall. So Rick Santorum is running around saying he can beat Romney in a two-man race. I mean, is it make or break Super Tuesday for Rick Santorum? He's got a bunch of money that's been pumped out there for ads, almost $6.2 million, something like that. It's about survival of the fittest at this point, I think. And I think it ultimately does come down to Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum at this point. Isn't it crazy how it ended up that way? Because I didn't, a lot of people were talking to Rick about Rick Santorum to me, and I kind of pushed him off as the guy like John Huntsman that was going to fall off the map. But he didn't fall off the map. He got strong, and Iowa really, really, really helped him. And Ron Paul, I think, has a big stake at what happens ultimately, at the Republican convention, but not for the nomination, even though so many of you listening to me right now say, why isn't Ron Paul, the mainstream media won't endorse him, blah, blah, blah. He's not getting the delegates. So it's just a numbers game. And he has youth. He has older people that like him. He was a former doctor. He makes sense in some areas and makes completely no sense to me in other areas. But he definitely does in some really, really key things that he says. Plus, one thing about Ron Paul, he is who he is, and he doesn't change his stripes. And I like that. He's not flip-flopping because he's not out there saying, oh, well, I didn't get asked. I didn't understand the question. I'm sorry. Can you ask? The person 2 hours ago asked me a question, now it made a news cycle, and so now I'm changing my mind on what I said. He doesn't do that. Wherever it is, it is, even if it's ugliness, because he's gotten slammed with a few things, and he'll explain it when he's asked about it, but he says what it is. I truly, truly believe that. But he's not cracking the code with the Republicans. And Newt Gingrich got a few minutes of cracking the code, but then he fell down into the basement again. He might pick up Georgia, but is that enough to move forces behind him, get enough of a push to make him the nominee? And the answer is no. It's not enough to have that happen. Santorum needs more conservatives to back him. He needs more high-profile Tea Partiers to back him to split things. And I mentioned Tennessee and where we were in Tennessee. That'll be interesting because Santorum leading there. I still am not so certain, and I really said this, I know, if I go back and I ask Matt, because I know he would love to do that, set him up with a bunch of Red Bulls, give him a couple extra bucks, have him go through all our tape, he could find me somewhere blathering on and on about how Super Tuesday would absolutely probably be the drop-dead date for when we would know for sure who the nominee would most likely be. That it would be pretty narrow by then. But I'm not so certain of that. With all of this vitriol and everything that happened in the debates, and with some of these states maybe being parceled off, not all of them going to Romney, it might be divided results. He might get the bulk of the delegates, but that doesn't end things. If it's divided, it's not a clear-the-board kind of thing, then you still have a lot of ground to cover. Because Gingrich gets Georgia, what happens in Tennessee. So there are some key states that he might not get. And Romney definitely has not convinced conservative voters that he's the guy that can rally the party, that can beat Obama in November. Michigan certainly showed that. He was vulnerable in Michigan. He was definitely vulnerable. And then there was the split. So what happens? What happens with these primaries or caucuses in Alaska, Georgia, Idaho, North Dakota, Massachusetts, Ohio, Oklahoma, Virginia, Tennessee, and Vermont all on the same day? And the division between the different areas of the Northeast versus the Midwest and the South, I mean, that's also something that'll be interesting, kind of a kaleidoscope to look at. And what happens in Ohio? To me, Ohio is the big one. As I said, I saved the best one for last. And Santorum, according to the last poll that I saw, had 35% to 31. So that's a tight one. That's a tight race and an important race. If you look at what happened with Romney in Michigan and Arizona, and how it seemed like he had a big lead in the polls, and then it started to shrink a little bit. It might be pretty tough in Ohio. All right, coming up around the bend, Dungeon. Got a couple of good candidates for the Dungeon. Ultimately, we're going to shove somebody in. Stay with us.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomet can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomet comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
I need cash now to pay my bills.
Then visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney now.
What?
Get a cash loan now. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan without credit. You don't have to sell your valuable jewelry, watches, cameras, designer bags, all those valuables in your drawers, closets, and attic. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan now.
Is this safe? Legal?
800USAMoney and 800USAMoney.com are governed by the Truth in Lending Act, the Bank Secrecy Act, and we've served more than 20,000 customers for 90 years.
Get a confidential loan on my valuables? How can I learn more?
Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney. Don't suffer. Get the maximum confidential loan using your valuables now with no credit needed. Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Tonight from other parts, Highlight, Harmony, and the rest of the gang. Also, Jake and the boys down in Austin, Texas. Yeah. And we're talking about a plethora. You love that word? It's kind of old school now. Plethora of things here on the show. As always, we head into another week. Big, big week in Washington. The meeting that I was talking about earlier with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Barack Obama, and of course Super Tuesday for the Republicans. Does anyone clear the board? I think there's a little bit of divvying up. So Super Tuesday might not be the end of the show. It probably isn't the end of the show. Unfortunately, for all the people who were salivating over the circus coming to town when there was all of these various debates, you know, starting at New Hampshire, back in June, it seemed almost like a town hall meeting, up to the point where they were really attacking each other in South Carolina. There aren't any more debates on the table unless that changes, but highly doubtful. All right, we're going to shove somebody into the dungeon, and I have a couple of really good candidates, I think. So you tell me what you think here. I'm going to let you actually vote online. You can send me your thoughts. You have to do it quickly at americatonight.net or just click on and chat it up on Pal Talk. It's right there. If you go to americatonight.net as well, you'll see me waving to you, and you can tell me which one you think who we should throw in the dungeon, but it has to happen quickly. First, how about these thieves that ripped off the Girl Scouts? How do you steal cookie money from Girl Scouts? Yep. Can't make this stuff up. Check this out. I was a Girl Scout. Of course, I wasn't great at selling cookies. I think I was too shy. My mother probably sold all my cookies. I ended up with all the badges. And it seemed like I sold a lot of boxes. Nothing compared to the machine that it is now. Because these kids are selling, I mean, they're like selling like 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 boxes. I probably sold at the, my high watermark was probably 60. Well, cops in Texas are hunting for some thieves who stole cookie money from a group of Girl Scouts on Saturday, then hit one of them with their car when they were escaping. It happened in Houston. They were selling them outside a Walmart store. And it happened in the afternoon right before 2 o'clock. Somebody came up, grabbed the money from the box on their table, and took off. That is lame. Shame on them. That is bad karma to do that. The problem is, I guess they didn't have a very good description of the suspects. I mean, they had to ask the Girl Scouts to use their recall, their memory. What? Give us a description. They sat down with police artists. What a day that was to go home. How was selling Girl Scout cookies? Well, someone stole our money, and then the cops asked me to give them a description. So there was a girl who was brushed by the car. She had to be treated for minor injuries. She was actually knocked to the ground. Pretty brutal stuff. And these were older Girl Scouts, so they might have had adults with them, but maybe not, because we're talking about 15 years old. So that's one candidate, the idiots that stole the money from the Girl Scouts. Really, you are desperate if you're doing that. Ooh, you are desperate. That is naughty stuff. All right, the other one, this is much more serious. You know what's happening with the Memorial Museum on Ground Zero site in New York City? It's supposed to be beautiful. There was a big special that was done, I think it was on PBS, that went through all of the things that were being built in that area. Now, some money has dried up, and for the Memorial Museum, they're having a little bit of problems with that. But there's something else going on there. They have remains at the Memorial Museum. So think about the sensitivity. We just went through this with the dumping of them at Dover. Remember that there were some people that came up with there were some remains from 9/11 that were dumped in Dover. So now this isn't a dumping. This is a different kind of thing. You know, thousands of lives were taken. How do you handle human remains, though? It brings up that question. So there were family members that were speaking at a news conference after it was revealed about what was going on at Dover and, you know, how the remains were incinerated by a military contractor and just thrown out to the landfill. So now the families are saying that they oppose a plan to place unidentified remains for, you know, the victims of the attack. And the museum, which is had to be stopped because of this financial back and forth dispute, is probably not going to open on time next year. Now there's a problem with that because they were trying to figure out how they would, you know, what they would do, how they would honor those people, because you've got the remains at the bedrock that supposedly would fulfill that promise to the families. And the plan is, that was the plan all along. So now they're worried about these other remains and at the World Trade Center site. I mean, they're even announcing that they want Congress to hold hearings to establish protocol on how you handle the remains of victims on events like this, large-scale disasters. That's tough. I'm going to say, I've already said this. I mean, the idiots at Dover, what were they thinking? I don't know. What were they thinking in not figuring they had to go through some kind of protocol for that in the first place? And I guess the answer is, there is no protocol, so now there has to be protocol. One was established at Dover, but now ultimately what's the right thing to do at this memorial? Kind of confusing. Very confusing. Here's a story that's not confusing, and it's not going to take a long time to sort out. And I think they should sort that out. I think they should talk to the families. I mean, really, it's about that. It's about not doing anything to destroy their memories. There's some idiots in New Jersey, and I'm from New Jersey, so I'm allowed to say that. The New Jersey Attorney General is investigating why a CVS pharmacy gave out breast cancer treatment pills to kids instead of fluoride pills that they were prescribed. They were supposed to get fluoride pills. CVS said, oh, well, geez, only a few kids actually ingested the cancer-fighting drug. You know, it's so it's tamoxifen. And they're going to be okay. They're going to be okay with this. So they said they improperly dispensed the wrong drug to kids in as many as maybe 50 families, and they did it between December 1st and February 20th. No injuries have come up as a result. I guess the two pills look similar. Duh. Loser. Got to be careful when you get pills from those pharmacies. Imagine getting that call. You're running the CVS. You're in charge of the CVS pharmacies overall. Like, there's some person somewhere behind a desk that just has to make sure the flow's okay. They're individual stores. But getting that call, you're not going to believe what happened. Yeah. But here, I think, would be my vote for the dungeon. The captain of the Costa Concordia, the cruise liner, guess what? He wasn't wearing his glasses. Oh, yeah. I know about glasses. I had laser vision until a short while ago. So the captain wasn't wearing his glasses when the accident happened. He asked his first officer to check the radar for him. That's what they have now said now that they're all lawyered up. Of course, we know what happened. It overturned on the Tuscan island there, and it hit a rock, killed how many people? At least 25 people. Ridiculous. So now Captain Schettino did not wear his glasses, couldn't see, and was relying on somebody else to steer the ship. He was blind. Come on. So for that reason, the Italian captain, sorry about this. To me, I know some of you are saying go in a different direction. He liked to throw the Jersey CVS people in the dungeon, but I think we got to throw him in the dungeon. Matt, open the door and let it fly.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Oh, yeah. No windows and no doors. Sorry about that, but it was brutal what happened to those people. And now ridiculous. What they were going to award the family, I know we've talked about this before, they were going to pay for the cruises. You know, oh, we'll refund all your money, and we'll give you 30% off on your next cruise. No thank you. You know what you can do with your cruises.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it.
Oh, man. Talk radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.